what's up?
Baby, let's go.
My name is Daniel Lawrence, aka Gen D, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. This is a feel-good neighborhood podcast that never get bored podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast. And this is a vibe view. Ash to be the fifth episode of the show. Started up this series as a test run to see if I have that particular magic to crown myself the vibe guard. And it happened. I did the first episode with MJ Lucky. Went on to do the second episode. Went on to do the third episode. Recorded the fourth episode. And now you're here for the fifth episode. So in case you've been following us all through, I'll say a big thank you to everyone sharing and listening. And I checked the analytics for the last episode I recorded, actually. And if I get to post it online, people will be like, are you using Stream Farms? I'll be like, guys, I have like 2 acres of Stream Farms in my house. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. On this particular episode of The Vibe View, I have with me in the studio, somebody who has this calmness, because this particular one is going to be a very calm conversation, not that kind of high pumped up energy. She has this calmness she's going to bring to the show. And she goes by the name Freki. I call her Freki. And she's studying foreign languages in the University of Uyo, Akwa Ibom State. And foreign languages, you know, when you're talking about foreign languages, the first thing that comes to my head is Trevor Noah. Yes, I think that's the first thing that comes to my head, Trevor Noah. Trevor has this thing with accent, the way he does those accent impressions. Yeah. That's the first thing that comes to my head, the accent stuff. And Freki, how are you doing? First of all, I want to know how you're doing. How are you doing today?
Okay, I'm doing fine today. I'm doing well. Yeah.
And it's good to have you on the show.
It's good to be here too.
So just so you know, Freki is a big fan of Chike. She's a big fan of Prince Emmanuel. And also she's a big fan of Journey Drill. Amazing artist, Alter. And also, just so you know, Chike dropped a new project, and that was Brother's Keeper. And it was an amazing, amazing project with a lot of replay value.
Yeah.
Now, there's a particular song in the album that actually made me teary at first listen. That was Nothing More, Nothing Less. Just so you know, this particular episode of the show has an amazing playlist that is tailor-made. Tailor-made by Freki. So Freki, let's get started with the conversation. What are the things you've discovered? Because right here at The Vibe View, we talk about discoveries, things we've discovered. Amazing discoveries, the wild ones, the funny ones, the serious ones, and the romantic ones.
Okay, there has to be lots of them because, well, I've discovered a lot of things. And both the ones I can remember and the ones I can't remember.
Yeah.
So let me start with a few I can remember. I discovered recently that master dates actually is a word.
Yeah.
And I was actually surprised when I saw it because I thought it was a mixed up in the letters.
Yeah.
But I had to go check the dictionary and I was wowed because I actually love what master dating is all about. But I never really knew that there was actually a word
like
for that. Yes. Yeah. So I was wowed and happy to realize that, oh, wow, master date is actually a word.
And you know, master date, you're talking about master date. It has to do with someone that is like, okay, I know you're a single Pringle,
yeah,
and you're enjoying your own company. You take yourself out on dates,
yeah.
You go out and just sit out in a restaurant to eat, and you go out to the cinema to see a movie,
yeah.
And that's the whole concept of master dating.
Yeah.
At first, when I saw you too, the first time I saw the word, I was like, okay, are these people trying to spell master dating and just mixing up the whole word? Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw it at first. Amazing discovery. Let's go to the next one.
Okay, I've always known though that time wasting is not good. But today I discovered that when you procrastinate, that is when you put off something that you're supposed to do for later, you have wasted not just a time of your life, but a part of it. And it actually made me think, what if you realize that your life is on a streak and every single thing, I think it makes you kind of more cautious and more disciplined because you know that if you can't do this thing right now, there's never going to be another time
to do it
for you to do it. So rather than wasting that time and that energy that you actually have to do it, just do it at once. So I described it on it struck differently today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of that discovery.
And you posted something on your status. Yeah.
Okay.
About India and adding 3 more years to the age for consent.
Okay, yeah. That That was the age for sexual consent. Like here in Nigeria, it's 18 years.
Yeah, but in India.
In India, it was
13 years.
13 years. So they added 3 years to that, making it 16 years. And for me, it's actually low. I was actually like surprised that 13, oh, that's really low because no.
You know, I was speaking to this particular guy. We're having this conversation.
Okay.
About age for consent in Nigeria being 18.
Okay.
And he was saying, even at the age, he said something okay about himself.
Okay.
He said that when he was at the age of 13, a lot of things were happening around him. Some ladies, yeah, actually, you know, when you're growing up in this place, we have a lot of ladies around. They were doing a lot. I wouldn't use the words for it, yeah?
Okay.
They were doing some things to him. And it's like, he didn't give consent to these things, yeah, but he knew that these things they were doing to him were bad things. He couldn't say it to people.
Yeah.
He knew that those things were bad, that he could not just go out of like, this auntie is doing this thing with me. Mm-mm. He couldn't say them.
Yeah.
So he knew that, okay, these things are bad. Like at the age of 13, he knew what's bad and good. So he was like, okay, he thinks at the age for 18 is like even big because at 18, someone is like full grown.
Okay.
So he was like trying to say that, why can't they just take it down to 12? And I was telling you, sir, please listen to
please
me. Is it that you have any pedophilistic...
Seriously.
Is it that you are trying to be a pedophile or something?
No.
Because this is you are telling me. Seriously, don't go and try to somebody's
not
child.
Not at all. Because I even feel that 18 may not even... We still have a lot of confused people at 18.
They're teenagers,
18.
Yeah?
No. But it's still fine. It's still fine. But really, 18... It may not even be still suitable because people are still discovering themselves, are still trying to find their grounds. So like 13 is really low, even 16.
Yeah, it's really low.
We had a lot of confused teenagers in the world. So, it's low.
So now, another thing, one of the things I also share my discoveries too, because
okay.
On this particular series, I've been sharing a lot of discoveries. From discovering accent,
okay,
discovering a whole lot of things, and also discovering how I can start up an assassination business for people that have their intellectual property stolen. But now, yesterday, I discovered something new, right?
Okay.
And, you know, when you have actually stayed for a very long time, I used to think that one of the reasons why people do a lot of, like, I would say weird food combos is because of sapa. You know, that kind of things that being, how do you call it, sponsored. And
yeah.
Powered by sapa. Like,
okay.
You just sit down and just discover things and be like, okay. Now, the person that discovered that if you stay with your headphones, like you're with your earpiece,
okay.
And you're playing songs with your phone, you can actually trek from here to Itamaket. That person, like, discovered it when, like, their lowest moment of sapa. I think that's what happened.
That's really true.
And also, the person that discovered that, funny though, that you can actually deep brain inside a goosey soup because people are actually weird.
But I'm just hearing that seriously.
Yes. Someone said it like, Danny, do you know that? If you actually deep bread in a goosey, it's like one of the craziest combos ever.
My God. We are not only dealing with bread and beans and the other bread combos. Oh, yeah.
You know what is happening? You know, this thing Hilda Bassi did.
Yeah.
She broke it.
Yeah.
She's breaking the Guinness Book of Record now. Has caused a lot of things in Nigeria. Now when Nigerians don't find that book, they will take the book. And now let's trace it back to this Ekiti girl, Chef Dami. Her own is not cook carton, I'll call it prank carton because the thing she has been cooking from that kitchen. And she's talking about this bread and egusi combination. Have you seen the thing she's like things she's done it so far?
And then she was embark on the 150-hour cookathon.
Yeah.
Like, okay, initially when I saw this, I wasn't in support of you because why would you? Like, I don't want that to, you know, take her flowers and enjoy them.
So
why
if you're listening to this episode and you're supporting Chef Dami and you're still telling us that the sky is big enough for everybody to fly. The sky is very big for everybody to fly, right? But the truth is, the game where you go fly, they go shoot you. Truth. There's a place you just go and fly, they will shoot you. So talk about my discovery. I discovered that, you know, we've been having this Gary and bread conversation for a very long time.
Okay.
So I get to discover that bread is actually on a whole different level.
Yeah, it's a kind of heaven on its own.
It's on a very different level.
Yeah.
And it gets swag past Gary. Seriously.
No.
You're not agreeing with me.
I don't think I agree with that, actually. I don't think. I don't know why, but yeah, bread is good. Bread is, yeah, it has its own heavenly taste and all of that.
Yeah.
But bread and Gary.
Okay, pick a side. are you for Team Gary or for Team Bread? Pick your side. You can only choose one for the rest of your life.
Even the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. So I'm Team Gary and Bread.
No. You are picking one for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life.
Yes, you cannot choose the other one. Just one for the rest of your life. Gary or Bread. Pick.
No, it's Gary, please, because I can survive on Gary.
So which means this is my discovery now. Don't get away, Abby. Okay, away from the discoveries, let's go back to what you studied in school.
Okay.
Now, I talked about Trevor Noah, the foreign languages, the accent. So Trevor was like, the best way to get people to listen to you is speaking their language. And I was like, okay, because the word language is heavy, right?
Yeah.
Language, all different ways. Might be your mother tongue, might be, okay, like for example, when I lost my dad.
Okay.
That day, everyone was crying. Me, I mean, see, they shocked. I didn't know how to react to the whole stuff. I was just there. Until when they were
lowering the casket.
Yeah, lowering the casket into the ground. That's when it dawned on me that, Omo, you don't lose this man.
I swear.
Now, the only language you could use to communicate with me that then was trying to... You're not coming to me to tell me you understand how I feel.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you understand how I feel, bro. You know, I was like, from a moment of self... Was it doubt? I was doubting the whole thing. My dad cannot die now. When? So I was at first I was like from doubt to trying to console myself and trying to like make myself believe like it has not happened. These people are just
playing.
When they finish the prank, they will tell me the truth.
Hey.
So I moved from doubt to like believing it's a prank. Then the day it happened, the day with the burial day, I was like, okay,
he
will just come out and tell us, tada, I was joking. So now the only language you could use and communicate with me then was don't tell me I see people say how people that used to do performing, how they call it, performing morning, come and telling me I understand how you feel, bro. You don't understand how I feel. At that point in time, the only language is just solitude. If you want to be close to me, just come. If you want to pat my head, you can do it.
Okay.
But the language is solitude and just be quiet.
Okay.
Because there's so many things going on in my head, and the moment you say that will make
you angry or something.
Yeah. So now I want to know, what made you say, okay, this course I'm studying, I have big plans for it? And do you actually have plans of learning different languages? Because the thing is, I don't know how to speak the Hausa language.
Okay.
That's not foreign, right? It's not foreign.
No, it's
an indigenous language.
Yes.
I stayed in Kaduna. Now, I discovered one crazy hack.
Okay.
That to get those people to be friends with you, you have to speak like them.
Yes.
Even Paul said it in the Bible that if you go to Corinthians, be like the Corinthians, mm-hmm. You go to Philippi, be like the Philippians, and all this kind of stuff. So when I was in the north, I discovered that, okay, I don't have to speak Queen English all the time to get to these people.
Yeah.
If I can't speak the language, then I can use the accent.
Okay.
And I started doing the whole Hausa accent stuff. And I got used to it. That if I meet anybody selling anything like onions or in the markets, I want to buy something, I want to get their attention.
Okay.
What I do is use the accent.
Even without the language.
Yeah, and I got and acceptance. It yeah, it worked. I got acceptance. So now, what plans do you have while you're studying in school?
Okay. Foreign languages. Language, it's very good. Yeah, language. Studying a language is actually a whole lot of work, because like what you're doing, you're actually studying a language. It's quite different from learning it.
Yeah,
there's a lot involved in studying that. The same way there's a lot to studying English.
Yeah,
the same way there's a lot to studying a foreign language. And I'm majoring on French.
Yeah,
so French is quite common.
You mentioned French and it's giving me PS, like I'm just thinking of what PTSD, no, just give PTSD, I beg. No, give me PTSD.
Okay.
So French, you know what happened? When I got admitted into school.
Okay.
So now they said French for communication as a student is a core course.
Okay.
The moment they said that, my brain had to go on reset. I was thinking about I'm going to save myself. Like, Danny, how would you save yourself and your CGP? How would you save these two things? And the craziest thing happened. You know, when I started learning French, because I wanted to learn it, right?
Yes.
So I discovered a word. They said in French, the word fish is what is
poisson.
I used to pronounce that poison. poison. Because I like, what happened that this person that was doing this language thing in French had to change it to poison. And the man was like, it's not poison, it's puzzle. I was like, okay. Yeah. And today, seriously, today, I have this toxic relationship with friends. So you think something?
I know people that actually have toxic relationships with friends, because most of us had really annoying
teachers.
French teachers. Yeah. I remember my French time in primary school, she wasn't nice at all. But she was nice to me because I picked up in the language,
knew
the language, so you get that. So me and my sister especially, in our different classes, our teachers liked us. So we are like our teachers' friends in class.
So
even if they are punishing everybody for not doing an assignment or for not even understanding something.
They won't touch you guys, so touch you.
Not at all. So for French, I flew the language right from when I was little.
Yeah.
And where I was growing up, I had a teacher in church who knew the language, and she organized the French club for us. So I joined the club. It was just young people.
Yeah.
Was it from 8 to 16 or so?
Yeah.
We were in the French club. So we meet every Sundays, and, you know, we learned lots of things, and that also helped me to get to love the language and all of that.
Yeah.
So for me, it actually took a long time for me to discover what I wanted to do, because, man, initially, you know, when we were little, everybody was studying medicine, everybody was to be a doctor, a lawyer, and all of that. But I was never on that path. I always want to, if you ask what I want to be, I always tell you a teacher. And at some point, my mom was like, is it because I'm a teacher that you want to be a teacher? I mean, I don't even want you to be this teacher. And I'm like, oh, this is what I want to be. At some point, she suggested banking for me.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, fine, I'll look at it.
Give it a try, yeah?
Yeah, but me and math, we're not friends at all. I'm not a math guru at all. So
now, talking about trying to discover what we wanted to do, you know, at my early stage, when I was a small boy, growing up with my cousins, something happened. You know, when my cousins be like, they want to be doctors, they want to be lawyers, and when they ask me, what do you want to be? They will not allow me to answer it myself. They were like, this one will end up being a journalist.
Yeah.
And once he becomes a journalist, you know what will happen? He will marry a teacher. So that's how they, like, in their mind now, people will be journalists always marry teachers.
Wow.
Like, maybe he will marry a lecturer or he will marry a classroom teacher. Either way, it will work for him.
Wow.
So I used to try to doubt them. But like, these people should now not know what me I want to do for this life. So growing up, I loved Comedy Central.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy. So I was like, okay, watching a lot of stand-up comedians from Jim Gavigan to Louis C.K. I was like, okay, growing up, when I actually come of age, I'll be a stand-up comedian. Have you heard my jokes before? I have natural jokes. Like, I have these tendencies of becoming a very great stand-up comedian, but no, you know, something else came in and I just took it. So I should tell them, see, you people don't know me, I'll be a stand-up comedian. And I started my career early enough to understand that I might be on this path. And I was my class clown, right?
Nice.
Yeah, I was my class clown. Everybody knew Daniel to be that class clown. And it was like, it was really good with the jokes, right? Yeah. So that was how I grew. And also my family, I'm that kind of person that once I say something, everyone just laughs. Yeah, I'm like, how do I even do this? You know, I have, I don't call it inside jokes. I also have a really dark humor.
Okay.
Very good at dark humor. So I think that would, if I become a stand-up comedian today, they'll cancel me. Just like the way they did to Dave Chappelle, they'll just cancel me. I'm like, this guy, you're not ready to blow. Now, let's go to music. You love Chike, you love Prince Emmanuel, and you love
General.
These guys are doing different genres. Yeah, okay. Chike is doing, Chike came through The Voice Nigeria, and when he started up with R&B, has an amazing singing voice. Then Johnny Drill, MCN Project fame, got signed by Maven Record, and has been doing amazingly well for himself. Dropped his debut album, that was Before We Fall Asleep, that was an album, and got on to drop, okay, that was last year or this year, early this year, he dropped an EP, and that was Home, had amazing songs in it, and he went on to drop the Corona, the biggest song of this year, and that was How Are You My Friend. Amazing song. I called my granny because during my exams period, I was always very busy, and whenever she calls me, I'd be like, mommy, I'm in school and I have exams 30 minutes. I was like, okay, I'll call you later in the evening. I won't be able to call her because my phone might be dead. So it was one day I just decided to call her. I called her, and when she picked up, I didn't even allow to say anything. I was like, how are you, my friend? How do you do, my friend? I know sometimes it be like, say, nobody say you don't wanna lie. And when I was done singing, I heard out, like, you know when you feel this quietness and the only thing you hear is giggle from that end. Like, she was trying to, like, just laugh up, but she couldn't laugh, just trying to hold it. Like, mommy, how are you? She's like, I'm fine. And before you know it, she was just, you know when somebody's smiling and trying to speak with you at the same time, you would hear it. And I felt so fulfilled. So now that song, How Are You, My Friend, was like a very beautiful song.
Yeah, very lovely song.
Someone asked me yesterday, Daniel, tell me one song that if someone asks you a song and you would consider it, you consider yourself cool for liking the song. I was like, yeah, How Are You, My Friend by Johnny Drill.
It's so, so relatable. Yeah.
Seriously.
It hits differently every single time you listen to it.
Yes.
It's just amazing. You know that line where he said, I know sometimes it'd be like, say, nobody send you.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, how? Because actually, there are times you're just like on your own and you're so confused and so lost and just there. And
no, crazy thing happened to me. There was a time I sat down, deleted all the numbers I had in my contact list. And when it happened this morning, like when something happened this morning, I lost all my numbers. Yeah, my phone had maybe a system reset and I lost all my numbers, even the ones I stored on. I don't know what happened. But I remember the time I sat down and deleted all my numbers because I felt like, man, I was so, like, everything was so empty, right?
Yeah.
I have people in my life that just come in because you post things of like, yeah, but you didn't have this conversation with people that understand how you were feeling. So I just got to delete all my contacts of like, I don't want anyone in my life. And it got to a point that I couldn't reply to any message. Like, I don't reply to people's messages anymore. I just had that phase of my life, and it's still there. I'm still going through that phase of my life. Like, it is, let's say it's 50%. I'm still trying to, like, go back to the part of I'll be replying to messages and I'm good with people. So when that song dropped, I loved it. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah,
now let's head back to Prince Emmanuel. He's doing gospel music.
Yeah,
but you know, in this part of the world, if you want to sell, if you want to go mainstream and make money,
yeah,
because we have a lot of traditional Christians. If you're doing gospel music, we have a lot of traditional Christians.
A lot of Christians in these.
Yeah, days. And they're traditional Christians.
Yeah.
Now, Hillsong United,
yeah,
appeals more to the traditional Christians.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then Maverick City, they had a lot of, I would say they had a lot of things surrounding them.
Okay.
They do contemporary music, but they had a lot of conspiracies, some things that happened, some things they did. And even when they won their first Grammy, they have 4 Grammys now. Even when they won their first Grammy, like, some things happen. People are like, I don't love these people. They're trying to associate themselves with all the hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
And they think that, like, it's not cool. Like, even the last Grammy Award I performed. Maverick City performed.
Yes, yeah.
They did a tribute for the guy that was shot. One of the Offset brother that was shot. Okay. They did a tribute for him. And it was Maverick City lead singer that sang the chorus. So the people were like, the backlashes they got after that performance. So in Nigeria, we have a lot traditional Christians.
Yeah.
So now I think that is why Nathaniel Bassey appeals
more to Nigeria.
Because it's like a mate with the traditional and the contemporary world.
Yes, yeah.
You know, now there's this song he dropped with Missy Chinwo that was Tope Chukwu.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
yeah.
The day he dropped that song, Dawson Onyeka had a song with Missy Chinwo and they dropped it the same day.
Oh, wow.
But now his song went ahead and blew up. So now that's the thing. So Prince Emmanuel is doing gospel music, but he's trying to major with Afro. He's doing gospel Afro because he wants to sell. He can't be doing conscious, just like doing hip-hop in Nigeria, doing conscious hip-hop. Hunger will kill you. aside from the whole, because you have performances, you go to churches and perform.
Yeah.
But aside from that, how much will you gain? How much will you, because in a month, you might have just one performance. In a year, you might just have 7 in a year. Then how much are you gaining from that? Because you actually, studio stations will take money from you. But now, if you want to really make money from music, it's Nigeria. streaming platforms, because people will just imagine you're having 1 million monthly streams every year, monthly That's listeners it. Every year, you're making a huge amount of money from Spotify. So about Prince Emmanuel, what made you say, okay, let's talk about all the artists, what made you say that these guys I've picked, Chike, Johnny, Prince Emmanuel, what made you say that these people, this is why I love them, just the reason? Or maybe You heard the song, so you're like, oh, who sang the song? And it got to resonate with you, and you got from there, you got to love this. What happened? The memorable experience with this artist, each of them.
Okay, normally for me, it's really hard picking favorites.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I tend to love a lot of things, so picking the favorites is actually kind of hard. So picking these people for me, for Chike and Johnny Drill, I I love love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love.
Everyone
loves love songs, yeah, and all of that. So that's for, it has always been Chike for me.
Yeah.
I didn't really know a lot about Johnny Drill, but I knew more of Chike, Chike's songs and everything. And I've always loved every bit of it. So Chike has always been number one for
yeah
me, because I don't really listen to a lot of secular music.
Yeah.
I do more of gospel
yeah
and love songs.
Wow, amazing.
So it was always Chike for me. Then I got to discover Johnny Drill.
Yeah.
And Johnny Drill is also amazing. He's doing a lot of amazing work.
Yeah.
His songs are really good. I remember Count on You. Oh,
count
my God.
You.
That song
I know
is
that
really
I can count on
good
you. Amazing song.
And you know what? The thing with all these songs, even if you may not be able to relate to them, but like, I think you have to explain it. They are relatable. You don't have to be in love to be able to relate.
Yeah, to relate, yeah.
Normally, even as a single person that you are.
And as a heart, strong heart person.
Yeah,
strong,
you can
still relate to it.
They resonate with you. So yeah, that's the thing with them. And for Prince Emmanuel, initially when I heard Prince Emmanuel's songs, they sounded kind of, when I say controversial or stuff like that, because we are used to the, for Christians, we are used to the, you know,
the, being a spirit.
Yes, all yeah of that. You know, it's so Afro gospel. So coming to this, I actually got to realize that, well, Prince Emmanuel is for us, for we the young people, because, you know, we like to
yeah
groove and cruise and all of that. So this guy has so much energy
yeah
and everything that we young people would love to see. So yeah, it's Prince Emmanuel for me.
I remember when he jumped on the Kumama yeah remix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he made the song actually blew up in this part of the world. He made the song blew up
yes
in Nigeria.
Yes, yes. So Prince Emmanuel is really, really good. And he has so much energy. So like the other day I was vibing to his songs and I could just, I was in the room so I could imagine, and my mom was in the palace. So I yeah could just imagine that, just think that something is wrong with me, because I was the only one, you know, vibing and listening to music and everything. But there's no way you can't listen to this song without moving your body or
yeah
singing along. And his group, the, his crew, they are also amazing
yeah
from the instrumentalist to the singers also.
Yeah.
And I always say that you can't be in this kind of crowd, you don't have energy.
Yeah.
As a young person that you are, they have
energy.
Yes, so much energy. So like Prince Emmanuel is really good. He's for the youths, I'll put
yeah
that way. He's for the teenagers, the young people. He has our energy. He gives us our vibes and
yeah
you know all of that. So you know,
something happened last year when Samsung came to the evening church.
Okay.
I've been a big fan of Samsung growing up as a child. I've always loved Samsung's music. So when he came to the evening church last year, December, I was in church that particular day. So, funny thing is, I don't dance in church.
Oh, wow.
You really see me dance in church because I'm that kind of person that I'm very observant. I just sit because someone is looking at me or something.
Well, I can't even dance. So
no, I don't dance.
Making mistakes and getting all eyes on you. And
yeah, I don't like dancing in church. I don't want that attention. So, the thing is, when Samson came to church, the way I was dancing, I'm one person that I sweat a lot. I don't like sweating. So I was sweating profusely that day. I was like, Daniel, you don't finally cast yourself, say the dance. So like everyone in church, I see me say, that dance step you had that day, Sam Duncan, please do it again. I'd love to see it. So ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just tuning in, this is the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast, AKA the Never Get Bored podcast. And this particular series is Vibeo, and we're on the fifth episode. So in case you're just tuning in, or you just walked past and your friend was listening, and you were like, okay, let me just sit and listen. I go by the name Jindy, the Vibe Card. And this episode, I'm thinking of a title I have to give to it. So now, I'm in the studio with a church girl that actually loves love. You know, I used to tell myself, okay, I'm that kind of man that loves that kind of soft kind of love. And if I want to marry anybody, it should be somebody that loves God and also loves love.
Okay.
So it would be a good mixture. So Freki has that perfect mixture. And if you're listening to her, like, because somebody said something last week that he had a voice on Instagram.
Okay.
And it was a voiceover for a company, for a brand. And when he heard that voice, he had to trace that voice and find out who the person was.
Okay.
And guess what? They're married today.
Wow.
So if you're listening to Freki's voice and you love the voice, because yeah, you just have to love it, and you want to be like, I would love to see her, and probably just have a thing with her, you know? First of all, you submit your CV to me, then I'll pass it. I'll pass it to her. So we've talked for a very long time. Let's just go on a short music break to just catch our breath. Okay, I'm going to play one song from your playlist. And that will be How Are You, My Friend by Johnny Drill. Because we're asking the listeners, how are you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Yeah, well, let's know.
Yeah, let's know how you're doing. Because for me, I'm pumped up, super pumped up. And when we're done with the music, when we come back from the short music break, we're going to go straight to the music and the game segment, yeah? The game segment. Because, yeah, on the Vibe View, we play games that opens up the guest and make them come out of their shell and talk. Okay? So please don't touch that dial. Don't change it. Don't switch. So you keep listening because, yeah, we have amazing, amazing, amazing time ahead on the Fascula Show. Please don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the show. Play right here had to be the song How Are You My Friend by Journey Drill, signed to Maven Records. Has been doing amazingly well for himself. In case you want to check him out, just go on Spotify and do all to check him out. He's an amazing, amazing guy. Okay, welcome back to the show. Still the Vibe View, episode 5 right here. And I'm still hanging out with an amazing lady, Freaky. And we're having amazing conversations. We had the first part of the conversations that had to do with the intro, the discoveries, and the music and the questions I asked her about her passion. Now, I skipped one part. Just so you know, Freaky is a writer. But at this point, she doesn't want to admit that she's a writer. She's like, yeah, I write, but, you know, I would be more... I remember when I told people that I'm more of a scribbler than a writer. Maybe that's what she's trying to tell herself, that she's more of a scribbling type than a writer. Are you a scribbler or a writer?
I think I'm more of a scribbler because I have a lot of drafts that I've not gotten out yet.
Yeah.
But outside that, I prefer talking.
Yeah.
So, like, it's easier talking than writing for me. For me, I don't like stress. So, I consider writing as stress. I don't know why. So, I don't really flow with writing because I express myself better when
you
talk.
Yeah.
So, it may not be so easy to convert what I have in my head or what I've spoken to written words, but to AI.
AI is like an amazing company, and it's taking over. I told my guy that very soon people will lose their jobs because AI now is not resting. It was a brother that I did a great job.
Because AI should actually help us and not
make us dumb.
The only thing is that some people just use that and get lazy and go dumb and all of that.
Someone predicted that before 2025, some people will be very dumb. We have a lot of creative people anymore.
That's so true.
Because in school, people are using it for assignment.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy. No one wants to be creative anymore.
Yeah.
But away from that, let's go to the games. The first game we're playing right here is a dipshit. And the dipshit is where I open you up and make you talk, right? So now you're going to pick a number from 1 to 50. From 1 to 50, pick a number.
Number 10.
Number 10?
Yeah.
What makes you feel appreciated?
Oh, wow. What makes me feel appreciated?
Yeah.
Okay, for me, I'm big on compliments.
Yeah.
And support.
Yeah.
So what makes me feel appreciated is when you compliment me. Yeah. If I do something.
Yeah, just say nice words.
Yeah, just tell me at that moment. Don't keep it to yourself or something. I just love to know that I'm doing well when I'm doing well. I don't know. Sometimes it may not be good, but I rely a lot on what people say about me. Maybe like if I'm doing something, I get to know people's feedbacks.
Yeah.
And to know that there's someone out there cheering me up and all of that. So compliments actually helps me know that I'm appreciated. And the compliments and support for me is not necessarily financial support.
Yeah.
I love emotional support. You know, I'm this person that I love to sing.
Yeah.
I love to talk and all of that. So the way you show support for me is, you know, if I bring up an idea for you, you just like be involved in what I am doing at that point in time. It makes me feel appreciated and loved and all of that. So that's it for me.
So this piece of the question, what's your love language?
If support is a love language, then that's right.
So that would say act of service then.
Oh, yeah.
So pick the next
words
number.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah, words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have act of service and words of affirmation.
Yes.
Amazing. Pick the next number.
Number three.
Three. So if someone gave you $100, what would you spend it on? Someone gives you, I'll just tell you, Shreki, I have $100 for you right now. What would you spend it on?
Okay. $100 is approximately how much in naira?
Like now, the exchange rate now should be 600 naira or more. So you're converting it to naira, should give you approximately, let's say,
660 euros.
60 or more.
Well, for me, first, what's on my mind first? Okay. Okay. First has to be myself.
Yeah,
I take care of myself, you know, get the basic things
you need for yourself. Yeah,
get my needs and a few wants.
Yeah,
is necessary. Chop life small, and then next has to be the church. I am in a teens church in my church, and I happen to be the leader of the teens class.
Yeah,
and you know, I actually have this passion for teenagers, and I love everybody to just be active and vibrant and, you know, discover your talent and all of that.
Yeah.
So the teens church, I'd actually love to invest in financially. So that's...
What do you do with the money? That's what you do with the money.
Yeah, that's one of the
things. Spend on yourself. So you're so big on self-love.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Pick the next number.
You're number 12.
Okay. Now, there's this question I love asking people.
Okay.
I always ask people, who are you and who do people think you are? And now, that is one question you ask yourself. You understand that when you ask yourself that question, you come very honest to yourself. But now the question here for number 12 is, what is one word that best describes you? One word that best describes you.
One word. I'd say empath.
Yeah.
I'm an empath.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love, you know, feeling what people feel. I love putting myself in people's shoes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not this person that likes jumping into conclusions easily.
Yeah.
For me, I would say sometimes I like to see things for myself depending on what these things actually are. I don't like gossips per se because I don't like judging people based on what other people say about them, because I've been in a situation where people have judged me based on what they get to hear about me from other people, and it wasn't really nice at all.
Yeah.
So I've learned from that, and I don't like judging people based on what I hear about them. So I love to experience people for myself.
Yeah.
And so I love myself in people's shoes, experience what they are going through, and try to see why someone did what they did.
Yeah.
To get that kind of thing. So yes. So empath should best describe me.
Now let's head straight to the next question. Pick the next number.
Number 25.
What is one thing you wish someone would do for you? Yeah. tomorrow you'll be in church, or today you just go out there, like, what do you want me to do for you? What is someone, something you wish someone would do for you?
Give me money, I beg.
Yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah.
It's money.
Money. Just, that's just what you want.
Yeah, lots of them.
And pick the last number. Pick the last number.
20.
20. What tradition would you love to start this year? What tradition? Something you would love to start this year?
Something I love to start this year.
Yeah.
Taking myself more seriously, you know, being more disciplined and taking myself seriously.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of things that I have in mind to do.
And you've not done them yet?
Yes, yeah. So I've been procrastinating a lot and I want to stop that. So taking myself more seriously, you know, being more serious on pursuing my goals and my dreams. So that's one thing I love to start.
So now we're done with the dip shit segment. Let's go straight to the these or that questions. And you will have to pick a number from 1 to 52. These or that?
Number 11.
Number 11?
Yes.
Hiking or swimming? Which sport do you prefer? Hiking or swimming? Which of them would you prefer?
I've actually done some before. I've not done any of them before.
Yeah.
But they're both fun. They both seem fun. But I love the feel of water, so I think I'll go for swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah. Although hiking sounds adventurous.
Yeah.
But I'll go for swimming.
Swimming?
Yes.
Okay, swimming.
Yeah.
Pick the next number.
Number 5.
Pepsi or Coke?
Ah, no, no, no.
Which feels test better?
That one is non-negotiable. For me, it's Pepsi all the way.
Pepsi all the way. Team Pepsi?
Yes.
No wahala. Pick the next number.
You're number 30.
30. Okay. Festivals or airports? Like, let me explain it. Festivals or airport? Now, this is it. Getting out and jamming with your friends or being in your own world? You're plugging your AirPods and listening to music or jamming with your friends at a festival, music festival or anywhere. Which do you prefer?
Okay. I would say I'm an introvert though.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say I'm an imposed introvert, like an imposed on me because, you know, growing up and the restrictions and all of that.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of time alone myself.
And you love it.
And I love it. But I also love being around people. So it's going to be festivals for me.
Festivals for you?
Yes.
Now.
But maybe not so often, but
yeah.
I just love meeting new people and relating with people. Like-minded people though.
Talking about meeting people and relating with people, there's this thing I love doing probably when I get into a bus or I'm traveling somewhere, just get into a bus. Now, remember when I was traveling to Lagos, was it 2020 to go meet my aunt? I wanted to go get something from her, come back. So I went to AKTC, to get a bus. So instead, it was a very quiet bus. People were like talking to each other. Nobody was talking. Then I brought out a conversation. It was football at first. And all the men there started talking football before you know it. Moved to something else, to politics. And I was like, oh, wow. So I have this energy when it comes to lighting other people, please. And something I love doing. I just love meeting strangers, getting to know them better and lighting up those people. So it's something we share in common there.
I always jump at such opportunities.
So pick the next number.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Yeah.
Autumn or spring? The leaves falling. All the blooming flowers. You know, we don't have such in Nigeria. We have dry or rainy season. Autumn or spring. You love the leaves falling or you love it blooming. Blooming flowers. Which of them do you prefer?
Well, I love to admire nature, so I'd go for spring.
Spring.
Yeah.
Amazing. Pick the next number.
22.
22. I've lost count so far. How many have you picked so far? How many have you picked so far? Is it 5 or 4?
I think that's 4.
That's 4. Okay. 22. Let's make it 5. All right. Giving or getting? Do you find more pleasure in gifting or being gifted?
I love it too, me on other.
Yeah.
But I love to give because there's this satisfaction and sense of fulfillment you
come from giving.
Knowing that you've solved a need.
Someone.
You've blessed someone and put it that way. So giving.
You know, it happens quite often when I'm in a public transport and I'm going somewhere, then my spirit just tells me, pay for everyone here.
Okay.
Sometimes I do it. I want to do it, but like, oh, Daniel.
It feels so fulfilled.
Like, the satisfaction is like, it can take me through the whole day and I won't eat anything. I'll just like, I'm happy I did something. So
has made your day for you.
Yeah. So you've picked 5 numbers. Pick the next one before you go on a short music break. Just pick the next one.
50.
50?
Yes.
Coily hair or straight hair? You love it wild or tame? Coily or straight hair?
Straight hair, please.
Straight hair.
Yeah.
You pick the next one. Pick the next one.
40.
40.
Yes.
Apartment or house? Just a single apartment or a house, a whole house?
A house.
Hmm?
House.
House.
Yes.
Okay, for example, you're still single. Sorry for attacking you. Or you're in talking stages right now. Either way, but I know you're single because you're not married, you know. So let's say you have an opportunity to choose because you want to leave. I love staying alone. Like,
yeah.
I'm that kind of person that I'm always very self-conscious. If you want to stay in my space, what are you doing for me? What are we doing?
Yeah.
So I would always say I'm the apartment kind of guy. I want to stay in my apartment, not the house, because yeah, probably if you have it a whole house yourself, you'll be forced to rent it out. And when you rent it out to people that you don't even know if they're mad or they're okay. And once you know, I don't love noise. So I would say an apartment for me.
Okay.
So pick the next number.
Number one.
Number one.
Yes.
Vanilla or chocolate? Which of this classic do you prefer?
Chocolate. Chocolate overall.
I'm not kind of person that, you know, when I was living with my mom, you buy beverage, chocolate. Okay, you buy Milo, chocolate, and you buy milk. Milk will be finished. Chocolate still there. Seriously, because I don't know. I'm not kind of person. I don't like chocolate. I don't know why, but I prefer vanilla because yeah, maybe you're doing. You're making cake, vanilla cake. It's one of my favorite cakes of all time. Vanilla. I'm that kind of person. Just give me that vanilla test and I love it.
For me, when it's cakes, vanilla and chocolate, it's hard to choose. But I like vanilla cake.
Yeah.
But chocolate, when it comes to candies and all of that, it's chocolate.
Chocolate for you. Okay, pick the next number.
15.
Hotels or A&Bs? Do you know A&Bs? Now, A&Bs are those apartments that are, okay, like say, during the World Cup, you need to walk up. A lot of people in Qatar, let's say in Qatar, you need to walk up in Qatar. What happened is there are a lot of A&Bs being built by people, private people who wanted to just give it out, rent it out to the fans that came to watch their countries play. So there's also hotel. A&Bs can be packed and lifted up from that particular position.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have a lot of people around that place. But hotels are, you just go, you have your apartment, just check in and check out again. So which do you prefer, A&Bs or hotels?
Hotels.
Hotels.
Yeah.
Pick the next number.
Number 25, have I picked that?
You didn't pick it, so it's soup or salad.
Soup all the way, please.
Soup all the way.
Yes.
So okay, pick the last one. Let's go to a short music break. Just pick the last number, let's go on a short music break.
32.
32.
Yes.
Tequila or whiskey? Which of these get you wasted faster? I know you might not be. I'm just jumping to conclusion. I'm jumping into it. You might not be someone that likes alcohol. I don't love alcohol. I don't, as a man, I don't drink alcohol. People find it weird. Like, you have all these beards. True things about me that shocks people, right? I have a big face and I have beards. So when people see me, they expect a deep voice and somebody that loves alcohol, all that. So when I get to tell them, when they get to hear my voice, I'm like, not what I expect. Then I get to tell them, give them the shocker, I don't drink alcohol. Like, are you a woman? So the thing is, I've tested alcohol on different occasions before I came to the conclusion that I cannot do alcohol in this life.
Okay.
I'm a 5-time award-losing tequila drinker. The first day I drank tequila, God have mercy on me. So I nearly died because I wanted to go and like do drink competition with my cousins. It was during one of my bed days.
Oh.
And I tried it. And God have mercy on my soul. I nearly died. So I told myself, like I did it the first time when I was in Lagos, the second time, third, fourth, Daniel, when you will learn? So I had to talk about being a 5-time award-losing tequila drinker. And it always happens. My cousin actually gave me that title. Be like, so Daniel, since you have plans of winning a Grammy and an Emmy Award and a BET Award one day, for now, since you don't have any award for now, let me give you an award. So for now, you are a 5-time award-losing tequila drinker. So whenever they are doing any drink competition, be like, that, don't call that woman. Don't call him. You shouldn't partake in it because you come and disgrace us here. So I'm jumping to conclusions that you don't do alcohol. Is it true?
Yeah.
So you don't know which one wears someone faster. You think tequila or whiskey?
I don't know what they do.
But whiskey is, if you want to die fast, if you want to be wasted fast, just go with whiskey and you're done.
Nice.
Just pick an extra one in case I lost count. Just complete 10. Pick the last number to complete 10. Let's go.
45. Yes.
Shoes or barefoot? Do you love to feel the grass beneath your feet or the soles of your shoe?
Shoes, please.
Yeah. I just love the feel of the grass on my feet. I just love it. I just love it because it's just like therapy. Just love it. So I'll be doing something different today. I've not done this before. Today, you'll be asking me whatever one want to ask, whatever questions you want to ask me. But it's going to be two questions, okay? I'm just bringing it in today. You're going to ask me two questions. You love anything you want to ask me, just ask today. So before we do that, we have one game left, which is the pop culture questions. The pop culture questions, and which has to do with your favorite movies and your favorite songs of all times. Maybe albums, maybe songs, okay?
Okay.
Whatever, whichever one you do. So let's go on a short music break. I'm going to play you a song from TK, and it's from the Bull of the Bullers album, and it's Out of Love. This is one song I listened to. This is Valentine. That was 2020 Valentine. I was listening to radio. I was listening to a radio show. Then they played Out of Love by TK.
Right, good.
And you know when you were in talking stages. I wasn't out of love. I was just in talking stages.
Wait, Bill.
And nobody was willing to. Nobody was willing to say, okay, let's date and probably later we can tie the knots.
Hey.
And when I was listening to this girl, I so much love this girl.
And I was like,
listening to that song, it broke my heart. I was like, Shebi, I didn't want. And when I was done listening to that song, I sent her a message. I was like, Shebi, you want me to die? So Out of Love by GK is an amazing, amazing song, seriously.
You know, when I initially heard that song, you know, I've always had GK as a kind of like my idol.
Yeah.
So like, when I heard Out of Love, listen to the lyrics, and I'm like, wait, is this actually GK? I remember my cousin was like, wait, like, someone can actually fall out of love with GK. Is this actually real? And we're so surprised. Like, the song is good. Really good.
So amazing. We're going to go on this break. This is the second music break we're going on because we have to play everything on Freaky's playlist, okay? So this is Out of Love by Cheeky playing right here from the Bull of Bullers album on the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast. This is The Vibe View. Please don't go anywhere because when we come back, you want to hear Ask Me Something. Something you want to hear, all right? I know you want to hear it. So this should be like, what? Should I call it a cliffhanger? No, it's not a cliffhanger. This is something you should wait and listen to. So please don't go anywhere.
I'm a little bit one hard for me to take.
You're welcome back to the show. That was Out of Love by Chike, playing right here on The Vibe View. And I hope you're loving every bit of the conversation. I told you to be calm, calm thin, but it seems we're getting pumped up already, okay? And I hope you're doing, you were pumped up too. Okay, you pumped up too. This is the fifth episode of The Vibe View, the series. And to those of you telling me, Daniel, drop Lagos Stories Season 2. Guys, for now, I'm not going to drop it. Let me finish up with Vibe. Vibe View has a lot of amazing episodes coming. You guys don't know what's about to hit you guys, okay? But this particular episode is called Church Girl Wasabi. Okay, let's simply put it. I'm a church girl, but I love the contemporary culture too. So that's it. So ladies and gentlemen, let's head straight to the pop culture questions. Freaky.
Yeah.
I'm a music lover. I'm one of those persons that I love listening to music. I'm always a Spotify or Apple Music listening to something new, okay? And I'm one person that I don't miss New Music Friday. I listen to all the songs when it drops from 1 to 30. And you, like, last Friday, CK dropped the deluxe version of his album. Omalay dropped the deluxe version of his album, right? And also, an amazing, amazing artist dropped an album. Asake dropped Work of Art. And now, I'm one person, I'm a music journalist. I'm more of a music journalist. And the thing is, when those guys dropped, I have top three picks for this week. My favorite songs this week. The first one is Guy Man by Ladi Paul featuring Bella Shmoda. My two favorite artists teamed up together and dropped a banger. And Ladi Paul doesn't want to drop a project for us. We expected him to drop an EP or an album. But this man is still there in Maven Record chopping Don Jazzy's money. He doesn't want to drop an album for us. But either way, we're expecting something from him. And also, Bella Shmoda is my artist, someone that has this spiritual voice. I used to tell people that music is spiritual.
Yes.
When Fela said that music is spiritual, I felt it. So Bella Shmoda has this spiritual voice. I remember when it was on A Bitter Time album by Davido. There's this song he did with Davido, and that was Fade. He was saying, me I no go fit to run away from God, if not I go fade away. And if you're talking about unnecessary lyrics, Davido came in and was like, now so your body bad pass, big man, they are singing God and you're bringing Nyash and body. What's the relationship between Nyash and God? So Bella Shmoda has this spiritual voice. And also there's a song he did with Olamide on Carpe Diem album, and that was Triumphant. Man, I'm triumphant, I have been through a lot, many people wrote me about God. That song is amazing. So Bella has this, his voice is important when you're talking about Afrobeat. Then the second song on that list has to be Reason by Omalay, and came from the album, the deluxe version of his album Boy Alone. Amazing, amazing song. I love that song. Now the third song, I would give it to Asake, Sunshine, because yeah, that song speaks to me in a very different way. But like everything you do, I hope the sun shines on it.
Nice.
And that's what everyone needs. Goodwill. Everything you do, you need goodwill. Okay. Sun shines or whatever you're doing, it prospers. So because a plant can't do without sunshine.
That's
I remember they used to teach us photosynthesis when we were in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so something growing can't do without sunshine.
Yes.
It has to be there to grow, to make it grow. So that's my three pick for the week. So do you have any three pick this week? Songs you've listened to and you love, new songs?
I'm not really listening to new songs this week.
Yeah.
Music has been full of ups and downs.
Yeah.
And it just went by fastly. So,
Okay. Let's do it this way. Let's go to your top five albums or songs of all times. Top five.
Okay. They're not my top five, but
yeah,
these are songs I'm listening to and I love them.
Yeah.
Remember the song Davido sang with Peruzzi, Somebody Baby?
Yo.
That song. When I listened to that song, I was like, wow, this song is actually so true, because there's only a lot of, you know,
the dating pool is
yeah, a lot of Nigerian girls want to do, they want to use your head and
yeah,
carry and all of that. So I just love the whole drama in the video and yeah, everything. So yeah, I love that song.
You know, when Percy and Davido teams up to make a song, it's always straight up fire. They leave the studio fire on your body.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two,
then I listened to Alec Benjamin.
Yeah.
And the first of his songs I actually heard was Older.
What was the genre of music you does? What's the genre of music? How you put it? soul, R&B, hip hop, reggae.
Soul.
Soul.
So he's talking about getting older.
Yeah.
And that song is actually a very good song. A song I really loved, because at this point in my life, you know, growing up when we were kids, we always wanted to become big, get to the next class, become that big auntie,
yeah,
and all of that.
Leave school, travel out of the country, yes. Japa,
but at
back
the end of
money.
The day, you realize that growing up causes a lot of baggages and a lot of load and all of that, a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
And at the end, you just tell yourself, "Oh, more, I'm not ready to get older." So, like every single time I listen to that song, I just keep telling myself, "I'm really not ready to get older."
Yeah,
I'm really not ready for growing older. So that's one of the songs I love.
Yeah, and the third one,
"Rise Up" by Andra Day.
Yeah.
Arise, that's a whole lot of inspiration.
Amazing song. If you're going for any singing competition, for example, I'm going for Nigerian Idol.
Okay.
Let's see tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm like, they're just like, Simi will be there. Simi will be there. Then the band will be there. They're like, what's your name? My name is Daniel Learns. What do you want to sing for us today? I want to sing "Rise Up" by Andrew Day. But like, just go on, the stage is yours. Do your thing. Like, arise up. It's an amazing, amazing song. But a lot of Nigerian idol singers last year,
sang
that song, "See Shege," but the the audition stage, the song, "See Shege." Another song that saw Shege was "Anyone" by Justin Bieber. That song saw Shege in your hand. So let's go. The third song. Third song has to be "Rise" by Andrew Day. Then the fourth song.
This song.
If you don't know the name, just do the hum. Maybe I'll just remember it. Just hum it. That's how I search for songs on Google. If I don't know the name of the song, I'll just find a line or a lyric, so I'll just try a hum. Funny thing I did was I owned my, because on my Google you can use voice to search. I switched on the voice and like funny thing. I sang the song, I was like, man. You couldn't even recognize it. I was like, okay, no, I'm just find the song for me either way, just find it. So just hum. If you don't know the name of the song, just hum. I'll just remember the name.
I actually can't remember that one, but let me get to another one I remember.
Okay.
I love Louis Capaldi when he sang "Song You Love."
Oh
my god.
Don't
my
do
cousins
it.
Bite to this song a whole lot. Everybody like, and that period when it was trending and all of that. "Song You Love" is really,
you know, every Valentine's Day, people listen to love song, go out on date, but me, I'll just curate a playlist of sad songs. Sound by people with good voices from the likes of Chiki, Johnny. I've just listened to it. Like, okay, Daniel, this is your reality. No, this is a reality. So, the fifth one.
Johnny Drills, "How Are You, My Friend?"
Yo, how are you, my friend?
Yeah.
How do you do, my friend? I know sometimes it be like, say,
nobody send you.
That one I lie. Seems you're shy to sing the song, but right now, who sings better? You want to ask?
I give it to you, please.
Amazing. First time someone is giving me something on this show, so I should clap for myself then. So let's move straight to movies, your top five movies of all times.
Oh, I'm not really a movie person, but I have a few. I watched A Week Away.
Week Away?
Yeah.
I don't know the movie. I don't have any idea about it. I'm not a movie person too. I can sit. Growing up as a child, I loved cable TV because Short. I'm a Comedy Central person, so stand-up comedy. I fit sit there. Funny thing is, I can sit down and watch a full concert for 2 hours on MTV Base. I can sit and watch a full comedy special on Comedy Central, but I can sit and watch a movie. Except that movie is overhyped.
Yes, I just want to see what really is here.
And if you don't make me happy. Just like when I saw Gangs of Lagos. I only wanted to see because of, I know Chiki. See, first thing first, I knew Chike as an actor. That was 2020. There's this African magic show.
Yeah, I actually was doubting that it was him. I remember showing my cousin dad that a lot of times that, that's Chike over there. And she's like, no, that's not Chike. Chike. I'm like, that's Chike.
So now there was this drama on African magic, and that's how I got to know Chike. I didn't even know him as a singer. So there was one day I was at a barber shop. So a music video came up. They're like, oh, this guy's Abby singing. I was like, Chibi, I know him to be an actor. I don't know him to be. Like, he just, the guy was like, he even dropped, that was what I knew about Boa Police. He even dropped a new album. Go and check the album out. And that's what I knew. Omo, if you're a music lover and you don't know this guy exists. I went and checked, and I went on YouTube. I checked everything about him. I got to know that man. So, and also when I saw Gangs of Lagos, I wanted to see because of Chike.
Okay.
So when I saw the movie, the part that he was killed, his name was Pana in the movie, and he was a singer too, about to blow, on his road to blue. And that night that he nearly got his record deal, that's the night they killed him. I cried. Yeah. Funny thing is, I cried. The movie, that part broke my heart. Like, even when he was walking on that part alone, I was like, Panaron, they will kill you. I'm coming. You need to see the way I was so dramatic. My brother was like, Senior, calm down. This is a movie. Shebi will not die in real life. I was like, guy, this is so serious. So that particular movie, I don't do movies except it's overhyped. And when I saw Gangs of Lagos, I loved the Tobey Bakary. And that's when Tobey Bakary won the best actor in a drama series for the movie Brotherhood. For the movie Brotherhood, I said he deserved, because that guy from Gangs of Lagos, from Brotherhood, man, he had an amazing run and he just deserved it. So I just gave it to him. And I'm more of a short video person. And that's why I love YouTube. So
and TikTok for
TikTok, and TikTok too. But TikTok is data. TikTok can drain your data 4 gig before 4 hours. That's just how it is. So now you said movies you've loved, you've done, you love.
A Week Away,
yeah. Second one.
Yes. Brotherhood.
Amazing. Yes. On the same page there. Amazing movie. Now the movie, and I don't know this news Nollywood obsession with crime thrillers. From Shantytown.
Yes.
Dragging it down. Okay. And I'm very happy that Nollywood is evolving. I'm not talking about Sabawudu. I'm not talking about those ones they do in Delta or Saba. I'm talking about movies that have amazing plots. Good cinematography, good actors, and amazing setting. So I also give it to Brotherhood.
Brotherhood was it for me. You know, the part between you know, it's actually real, it's actually relatable having two siblings not towing the same part, the good one, and like. And eventually, how when they shot this guy's brother down when he fell off the bridge, I was like, "How could you?" The day where I was like, "That's my brother! Shut your guns!" And they're still shooting and all of that.
Yeah,
like no.
Brotherhood was amazing. This is one movie that I saw and I was like, "Okay, madu."
Really?
There are brothers that don't be on, like just like me and my brother right now. My brother is like a very different person. So that was sometimes my mother was like, you can't see your brother. My mom thinks that I'm that kind of boy that, I mean, growing up as a boy, I was alone. I was the only boy we had then. So my sisters were not around. So I was growing up with my granny and all. Sometimes my cousins would be around. But I was kind of quiet boy, very observant. So my mom still thinks that I'm that kind of person because she always sees me with my phone. I don't talk. Always with my phone, except when a call comes in. She was like, oh, your brother always with his phone. The only thing he does with his phone, and he doesn't talk much, but you're giving me problems. Problems. I'm like, people are different. So, on different pages, like Tobey Bakary and Faust. I love the whole Faust stuff.
Yeah.
Faust is an amazing actor. I knew him in Jennifer's Diary to be an amazing comic guy, and he's still giving us that vibes and energy.
Yeah.
The movie, but how your rating for the movie? How was it? On a scale of 10, rate
it. It's a 10 for me.
10 for you. I gave it an 8.5 over 10 because, some of the actors there could not interpret their role. I'm so big on role interpretation.
Okay.
And also how the movie ended. Yeah, how the movie ended. They didn't tell us. Well, I know might have a season 2. I don't know what will happen, but the way it ended was like, just ended. And also the shooting scene on the mainland bridge.
Okay.
On the mainland bridge. Yeah, but I still gave it to them 8.5 over 10. Now let's go to the third one.
Can't believe the whole 30 yards.
Nigerian movie or American?
Nigerian movie.
Yeah.
Starring Nasi Sime.
Yeah.
It's actually a love kind of movie and it was good. You know this bestie stuff.
Yeah.
So Nasi had a bestie and she didn't realize that she was in love with this guy.
Yeah.
This her bestie was dating someone. Her Ralph or Nancy, her fiance broke up with her. Was it on her 30th birthday or days to her 30th birthday?
Well, that's heartbreaking.
So it was always this her bestie that was there consoling her and all of that. So eventually, they got to realize that they both loved each other, but it was late because Nancy was always going back to one person that didn't value her and all of that.
Okay, the bestie was a guy.
Yeah, her bestie
was a guy. Voila. So guys still allow themselves to be bestie. Yeah, this is my bestie. Like, imagine my friend like, Daniel, I have a bestie. Who is he? I know. It's not he. It's she. She's in a relationship. She doesn't want to be me. Boo. What is going on with you, my man?
Because I just don't like that bestie idea. Because I don't know. I just don't like the idea.
Yeah.
While you have a bestie of the opposite gender, and then you're still in a relationship with someone else. Because like at the end of the day, your best, so you're in a relationship with should be your best friend.
I'm a very jealous person.
Yeah.
And my jealousy can go from 10 to 100 depending on So I can't imagine person when I'm dating seeing them
having a bestie.
Even you talking to some other person, I'd be like, what is going on? Brief me, please, man. So it's amazing.
Yeah.
So now the fifth one,
the Far From Home series.
Oh, the person that made the playlist for that movie is an amazing person. Like the scene where Carmel was with Michelle Bello.
Oh my god!
And they were playing "Love Don't Cost a Dime" by Magics, and I was like, Jesus, take me there. Those were so amazing. Like the movie, the songs, all true. Yeah. Even with that part where Carmel was like, Shabby was trying to, like, you know, when he took Molly, took that Molly and he was high on someone's Molly. He told you to go and sell Molly and you're high on the Molly. So Carmel was trying, he was trying to like show Carmel his car. Took Carmel's hand and was like, this is my car. And also took his hand and like went to Carmel's car. And that scene too was beautiful. The movie was an amazing movie. Show you what it means for people to chase their dreams, right?
Yes.
Reminds me of when I was in Lagos and how I got to the whole Eko FM stuff. You know when he actually escorted his sister to that school yeah. and started seeing paintings on the wall. You know when you're going to a place and your dream is calling out to you.
Yeah.
That's when the sister didn't want it, and he had to opt for it. Like, I'm giving you free thing. You know, one conductor, no wahala. He opted for it. I think the movie had an amazing casting of young people, and it was amazing to see.
And see that they're all beautiful people.
Yeah, beautiful people.
And they played their roles
amazingly. Well. Ishaya Bello was like, I was like, if I could act Ishaya Bello's, it's just like someone telling me, come and act a movie that talks about you aiming to be a star in the radio industry and you actually got it. Man, I would kill that role. I told you about my acting skills. A1. You have to see it one day, Sha. Yes. Don't worry, when we actually get there, maybe take some roles and just... So now, guys, we've come to the end of this or that. We did the deep shit, the this or that, and we came to the pop culture questions, and now we're done with it. And we're moving to ask the host whatever you want to ask him. Two questions, and we're good. Whatever you want to ask me, ask me.
Okay, so I'd love to ask, what was it that made you discover or realize that you loved talking and you loved... Like something that made you discover that this was your...
My field.
Passion,
yes.
Field.
All right. Now, growing up as a child, right? I told you how my cousins used to tell me that I would end up being a journalist. Because they used to see me in front of the TV. Like someone that loves TV. And there's this aunt, my aunt. She worked with NTA then. She was a newscaster at NTA. And I was so close to her. But now we're not close anymore. Yeah. So now, I grew up like that. And... As a boy, people used to tell me then, Daniel, I love your voice. I had this innocent voice. My voice isn't innocent anymore, except when I'm singing. Aside that, when I'm talking, my voice isn't innocent, except I'm singing. Right? So people used to tell me, you're a fine boy. I never heard that. It was only my mom. And you know, mother lies. Mother's lies. Your parents can lie. Your dad can lie to you. Be like, hey, you're prettiest pet I've never seen. You're the most handsome boy. But when you go outside, I hear it. And you're like, your self-esteem would drop. So my people used to tell me in church, you have an amazing voice. Don't waste it. Right? So when I actually traveled to Lagos State, that's when my dream called out to me. I'm like, boy, you're here, right? So even before I left for Lagos, me and my friends over here, I used to try discovering things that I loved. Until when I came across radio, I love listening to radio. I had amazing OAPs I listened to. But over here, the listening culture for radio isn't much because we have amazing OAPs here, but they're not much.
Yes.
So I figured out that I want to be a radio presenter, but I was like one fifth out. I want to be a stand-up comedian. I want to be, but I knew that I would end up in the talking industry.
Yeah.
That I would monetize my voice one day. So the truth is, I figured it out, but I wasn't in the pact until when I moved to Lagos. And my aunt has two restaurants in Lagos, one at the airport and the other one at LTV, Lagos Television. So Lagos Television shares their edifice with Eko FM. Mm-hmm. So now I was at the airport and something chased me from the airport to LTV. Now at the airport, I used to go deliver food to people in the offices, and this man loved me. Like, the man liked me, took interest. And before you know, I got to know that he's gay, right? And when I recorded how I fought Lagos and lost, I included that particular story in case you didn't listen. You should go check it out. Okay, I don't want to make it longer. So I fought a lot of things in Lagos. First thing I fought was homosexuality. But now Lagos helped me discover what I wanted to do with my life. So there's a day when I actually moved to LTV to also help my aunt. There's this day, early in the morning, I went to my aunt's restaurant. She was like, Coco, you're very nice for me. in EFIC.
Yeah.
That was Yami Sohawuke Echo FM. I didn't know where Echo FM was at. She directed me.
Okay.
And when I got to Echo FM, in case those people that didn't understand what I said, my mom was like, take this food to someone at Echo FM. So when I went to Echo FM, you know it's food. You can't give it to anybody.
Yeah.
You can't just carry food and give it to somebody. It's something that they poison it. Now people will even give the food would be on that would be problem. So the day at the reception was like, go to the library room. I didn't know why she allowed me because normally they don't allow people outside into the live room.
Yes.
It was like maybe because of my the way I talked to her, because my voice that morning was very sweetened. Auntie, please, I'm looking for MC Pluto. I came to give him food for my Okay, just go into the live room. Maybe she was busy with her phone then that much. She was watching TikTok. Amazing thing. So I went into the live room and when I got, thank God the food did not fall from my hand because it was like I was in another world. I used to listen to OAPs, the likes of Dalton Cole FM. I like, this is what the live room looks like. Amazing. Remember when the guy called me first, when he went off air because he saw food, now we'll see food, we'll see the on air. First, we're done, all that almost came. He like called me. I was still looking at him. I was like, sorry, sir. Good morning, sir. He like, oh. This guy he used to call me Omo Calabar.
Yeah.
Omo Calabar, you auntie gave me. He's like, yes. You like the place? Yes, sir. Like, okay, this is a radio, this is a live room. I was like, yes, I saw what you were doing. I love it, sir. Like, no problem. Don't worry, eh? And okay, when I come to the shop, we will talk, eh? Like, no problem. And when I left, I was like, this is going to be my delivery point every day. And I made it a point of duty to deliver food to this guy every day. There's a day I came up, like, I said, I don't give you food to MC Pluto. Like, should be want to give him free food? Like, no, I was like, I know. So it was like my dream calling out to me. And that is how I told myself, see this radio? I'll do you to the end. Me and you will die together. I'll not leave you. So actually, and the thing is, I had fears, right? I had fears of like, would I make it out? Would I get into school? Because the first fear I had, would I be in school and learn? Would I actually get admission one day and learn, study what I want to study? Because I knew I would study mass communication.
Okay.
So, okay, how do I start? I started recording myself, mimicking those OAPs, mimicking them, talking like them. I'm trying to do the stuff. Then my fear led me to start a podcast. I wanted to see how people would react to my voice. Okay. Because I used to hear people, the whole, your voice is amazing stuff. I wanted to see how other people that don't even know me react to my voice.
And accept the voice.
Yeah, and then I dropped the first episode of my podcast. And funny thing, see, it's funny, oh. I don't know how people will see this thing. When I was in Lagos, I used to do this funny thing. I had an MP3. So I had this phone and there's a system at home that I used to record myself and edit and mix and play songs.
Okay.
In case it's just sitting there and I have this radio in my head, Ubiquitous FM. Ubiquitous FM. Ubiquitous means something that's everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's the name of the radio station. Ubiquitous FM 88.6. That's the name of, if I want to start a radio station any day, Ubiquitous FM. So I used to record myself every morning. If I'm going to my auntie's shop in the morning, I'll be playing it inside the downfall. Because I have to join down from Ikeja to allow that. So people, I'll be like, I want to see people's reaction now. Some people are like, off it. You're playing, you're not supposed to. The song that I'm playing in downfall is okay. Don't come and bring your own your own noise. Some people like asking which of the. The day this lady asked me, I was shocked actually, which of the radio station is that? So it was a funny thing I used to do. I used to record myself and play it in the morning when I'm going up. Yeah. And it sounded as a radio station. So that's when the dream was, I was crazy about the whole dream thing. And I was like, yeah, I want to be an OAP. And seriously, my mom should tell me things about, when you leave school, you're going for school of broadcasting. Mommy, I don't have plans of being a TV presenter. Radio, please. So I knew that. At first, it was doubt. How would I do it? Then I got to the place of doing it. I started doing it. Then self-acceptance from people.
Okay.
From the acceptance phase, I'm still afraid. Right? I'm still afraid. Man, I'm not too vulnerable right now, but I'm still afraid that, yeah. But you know, you just have to believe, right?
Yeah.
But belief can't just work the magic for you. You have to work hard.
Yeah.
So I won't say this. I don't want to say it.
Okay.
But the thing is, I'm still afraid that some things might not go the way I want them to go.
Again,
but I believe that I'm on the path already. And you know what happens when something is meant for you? It doesn't leave you.
Yeah.
Drags you in. And you will try running away. So that's it. So that's what I knew, that, okay, Daniel, radio is for you. You're going to do it.
That's good.
So now, the next one.
Okay. What would you do if you realize that Like, have you ever imagined or wondered what would happen if there's no tomorrow? Or like, you're not just waking up tomorrow. What are the things you do better or the things you'd not do at all?
Okay. Like that. Now, growing up as a child, I grew up around parents that way. For example, my mom. Sometimes, at this point in my life, I still tell my mom sometimes, "Mommy, cut down on this kindness. Just cut down on being too kind."
Okay.
My mom can actually accept strangers into her house and feed them the rest of the... Like, that's what thing my mom can do. And then my dad was that kind of person that would go to a place and light up the whole place. And he helps people. And when he actually died, like, those people that my dad helped, even today, they know if he tell me, say, "Come collect one era here." They don't do it. So some of these things, I group them together. Like, okay, I came from a home that showed me love and taught me love.
Okay.
So now, every time, I'm that kind of person that I'm a kingmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see things in people and make sure I remind you all the time of who you are.
Okay.
Because you might not hear it. You might know yourself. You might know who you are, but you don't hear. Like, when the voice in your head is low,
yeah,
you don't want to catch it. You don't want to go for it. You don't want to aim for it. So the thing is, I'm a kingmaker. I let you know who you are and remind you of what you can do, of the powers you wield. And that's one thing I do for people around me, people I meet. Okay. I gotta just meet you, but like, you have an amazing voice.
And that's good, because we rarely have people who do that. People don't really give out compliments to people anymore.
So sometimes I'm like, remember me that probably if I die tomorrow or something happens tomorrow, because death is inevitable.
Yeah,
but I don't want to die before my time.
Not at all.
But the thing is, if there's no tomorrow, the things I do every day is try and take care of people.
Okay.
Try and be that person. I have this savior mentality. Like, I try saving people.
Yeah.
But I don't do it
at the expense
of myself. Yeah. Sometimes I just, some people don't need saving. I try it.
Yeah.
I don't leave people I love.
Okay.
I keep going back. If I keep going back and I face the same thing, that's when I go back.
Okay.
Let's say we started on a good pace and we're going very well. Something happened. I won't leave you there. I have to know what is happening.
Nice.
And when you're not giving me explanations, I'll just keep trying until when it fades. But whatever happens, we don't have issues. Anytime you come to me for help, yeah, I can help you.
Nice.
So I try taking care of people and reassuring people and loving people. I give out love on a platter. Whatever happens, I just give out love on a platter, because that's what the world needs.
Yeah, a whole lot of it.
The world needs love. Everyone needs love. So you just try giving out a platter. I tell people that. Someone asked me this question. That's why I ask people this question all the time. Someone asked me, "Daniel, who are you? And who do people think you are?"
Okay.
That's
actually a very hard question.
Yeah, I won't answer it here. He was like, I don't want you to answer it. Just go back home and think about it.
Yeah.
And I went back home and thought about it. At the point, I was shocked, because then I wanted to change.
Because you realize that who you think you are is not what people actually think.
Yes. Like, I wanted to change of like, okay, let me just be that person that I don't give a fuck about people. And just be, because I thought that people were like, you're doing too much. But not you doing too much, it's just you being yourself.
Yes.
But I had to start cutting down on it. Like, okay, that's what people you're not supposed to be kind to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's just it. That's the things I do. I just show love. Mm-hmm. Give love on a platter, because tomorrow is not promised, right? And funny thing is, I have a barber that cuts my hair.
Okay.
I had a barber that cuts my hair. His name is Esho. So there's this time he traveled to Abuja for 3 months. I didn't see him.
Oh,
imagine someone that I had a bond with. I don't joke with barbers. One thing men don't joke with is, number one, barbers.
Not at all.
So he used to cut my hair. 3 months I didn't see him. Seriously, I nearly went for 3 months without cutting my hair, but I just had to shave. But I didn't cut my hair, but I just had to shave. So this day I was coming back from school, then I passed this shop. Then his fair skin, light skin, like deeply light skin. No, I saw him in the shop. I told the kid, "Man, drop me and drop it." And when I went to the shop, I was like, "Esho, you're back." Like, he wanted to hug me, but people were busy for the shop. We'll be homo. So I opted for a handshake instead. So he was like, "Bro, how are you?" We started gisting, laughing, smiling. It was just too much. And seriously, that day, he decided to cut my hair for free for me.
Nice.
This one person, the first day I met him, the vibe was just there. So he was playing MTV Base and they were doing UK Top 10. And on number three, it was Harry Styles as it was. Okay. As number three. No. It was not Harry Styles as it was. It was Ed Sheeran's song at number three. Then Ardis' Come and Go at number two. Mm. Then they brought Harry Styles as it was at number one. Stereo. And he was like, why would As It Was be at number one? Well, he didn't know that I love the song. But you know, people have different opinion on things. I was like, okay, just try to be sound neutral so he won't feel bad. Like, okay, I explained to him why Come and Go had to be at number two. Then As It Was, because Harry Styles just dropped an album and people were streaming the album. So people were definitely to stream that As It Was more than Come and Go. But Come and Go was a viral sensation there. So I was like, okay, you know, people do more. People fuck with Harry Styles more than Eddie. Yeah. So I told him, I was like, okay, yeah. But that particular song dawned on me the day I heard he died. I cut my hair on Wednesday, then Saturday morning I heard that he died.
Oh my God.
At that moment I felt like if at all I hugged him, I would have felt better. Now that is no more. And I went back to listen to As It Was. Man, I broke down. I broke down for like a whole week. Clean things straight. This is somebody that I could have hugged. And the particular song As It was saying things to me. I was like, nothing is promised, man.
Nothing.
Just live your best. And do the things you can.
Yeah.
So with this, we've come to the end of this particular part. And it was good to have you here in the studio with me. This is the longest episode I've recorded.
Nice.
On the Vibe View. Longest episode.
Wow.
So you deserve a round of applause, Freaky. So Freaky, we're going to end the show with a song from Prince Emmanuel and it's If Naya.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, to those listening too, just do well, to share love. And your last words for the listeners. Last word for the listeners.
Okay. My last words will be value yourself, show yourself love. For the teenagers and young people out there, don't pressure yourself.
Yeah.
You feel confused, you feel lost. Life is in phases, life is in stages. You'd eventually get to discover yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there are still people who are still on this journey of self-discovery.
Yes.
Discover ourselves every day. You get to know new parts of yourself every day. So not too much pressure. Just show yourself love, show kindness to people around you.
Yeah.
Be empathetic. Put yourself in the shoes of other people.
Don't judge quickly too.
Yes. Just spread love. That's all we need.
Amazing. That is it. And this is If and I are playing right here on the Vibe Real series. And this is the fifth episode. The next episode coming would be what we call celebrity lifestyle shit, man. And I'll be having an amazing, amazing artist. He's my celebrity. I call him KVT. He will be on the show with me. I'll be talking celebrity lifestyle. And that particular episode is called Road to Blow. So me and KVT will be bringing life to your ears. And I hope you won't miss it. So rate us on Spotify. And please don't forget to share with your friends. Jindy loves you. Freaky loves you. Okay, all the guests coming on this show, we love you. Okay, support us. And please don't sleep on us.
say now you give me, now you give me.
Now you give me, jabba da da, no fit to lack. Cause if it's a jabba da da, now you give me back.
I say even when
jabba da da, no fit to lack.
Even when I carry my leg. Even for the kata kata, now you did my back. Even for the kata kata.